Okay, we've had some excellent questions and wonderful responses. Today's topic is going to be dealing with making a difference. And I want to go back to the title of our whole series, How Shall We Live? Swimming upstream in a downstream world. This is reality. You know, and before we get into this, as I think about this, you know, it is so easy to sit in a nice air-conditioned room at Grove City where we are surrounded by allies. Yeah, we're allies. We all pretty much believe the same things. But we're going to leave here and we're going to go into a hostile environment. This is reality. And it's not going to be as easy as we sometimes say. So I just thought that we needed to look at some scriptures, of course. And as we look at them, I'm going to be asking people to make some comments for you to really contribute. But as we do so with a thought that let us not just do it intellectually, not just from the top of our brains. Let's really think and let it come from the heart. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We can just read the first two verses, which we've heard this week. I'm going to start there and then I'm going to move on and so on. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, or compassions of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable or intelligent service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. These are verses that I'm sure many of us have memorized. But I want to start with saying this, that, you know, if we want to make a difference in this world, I believe we've got some key things right in here that will help us to make a difference in this world. Paul says, I beseech you. He's almost like begging you, urging his readers. I'm urging you. And this is written to believers. Mm-hmm. By the mercies of God. And I believe what it means here is, he has outlined the mercies from chapter 1 all the way up until now. So if you want to really understand what he is saying, I believe we've got to go back and read the previous chapters in the book of Romans. So my thought here for us, all of us, male or female, is to really, young or old, is to get a grip of the truth that is outlined in the book of Romans. And you read it through it, you read all the way through it, how he deals with justification by faith, sins, what God has done to deal with sins, what God has done to deal with sin. It's a wonderful study that we all need to lay hold upon and to make our own in our hearts. That's what I think we need to start with. Really lay hold upon that. And he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And then he goes on to say, holy and so on. And this is the part that I want to get to, two parts. Do not be conformed to this world. I've heard this for many years. If we want to make a difference in this world today, we cannot allow the world to press us into its mold. All of us, there's a real pressure for us to be conformed to this world. All of us. The world can conform. We can be easily pressured by the things that are going on around us. But he's saying, not be conformed, but I love what he's going to say here. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that word transformed, I've heard many years, it's the word metamorphosis. If we are going to make a difference in this world, there needs to be a change in each of us, in you and me. And you know, somebody said it, I've said it, heard it before. We're in the school of God. I've heard that phrase used many times. And I'm going to go back to this analogy. In God's school, we have his textbook. And we need to really pay attention to the content of the textbook. Be transformed by the renewing. And notice this, that the attack really affects our mind. What we think really affects how we live. There's no way that we are going to be able to make a difference in this world if our thinking is not conformed or transformed according to the Word of God. Now, I want some help. I can think of a scripture in the New Testament that further elaborates upon this process of transformation. And I want some help if somebody can sort of find or scripture or scriptures that sort of build on this thought of being transformed.
2 Corinthians 3:18. That's what I thought of.
That's what I thought of as well.
That's good. 2 Corinthians 3:18, I'll read.
Read it for me, if you don't mind.
But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Wonderful. You know, what I see there, in fact, what do you see there? Tell me what you think you see there. Because I can talk for the whole time.
Well, we were taking up Moses, partially in the young people's, and so, when I read this verse, I think of Moses when he was in the presence of the Lord, and when he came down from the mountain, they had to veil his face because his face was shining from the glory. So in the same way, when we're looking in the Lord Jesus and in his word, the more we reflect his glory, the more changed into that image.
You know, I see that. What a wonderful picture. That if we are going to make a difference in this world, and I say this very carefully, if I'm going to make a difference in this world, I need to be occupied with the Lord Jesus. The more I see his glory, the more I focus on him, the Spirit of God does a work in me. You know, I don't look within myself for that change. I look to him. And you know what? I believe that we see him in the scriptures. We just had this at Mountain View. If you look at Luke chapter 24, and as he was walking along the Emmaus Road, and he talked about all the things that concern himself. The Bible is all about him. The key to the scriptures we mentioned at that point. So the more that the Spirit of God enables me to enjoy the Lord Jesus, the more I enjoy him, the more like him I become. He changes me. It isn't an effort that I make. He becomes my focus. And as I focus on him, he changes me. And I believe that that's a key step in being able to make a difference around us.